Get older, things don't come to me as quick as they used
Oh,
to.
you're doing great.
Well,
And too, you know, this process of like me quizzing you basically is, you know, you forget things. If somebody asks you, all of a sudden you can't think of the word. It happens
well,
to me too.
Yeah, that's true. But then I do know that I get to explain something I can't think of the word. It won't come to me. And,
mm-hmm.
and I used to be better than that. But
I'm hoping I do the same thing, and I'm hoping I can get over it in time for my comps. let's see. In the morning, you might brew some
coffee.
Mm-hmm. Are there some things that you can make with coffee as an ingredient, some foods?
Not that I'll eat.
Okay. if you mash up apples and put them in a jar, that's
applesauce.
Okay. Okay. Now on the farm and ranch. Now you're not a farmer or rancher, so
I'll do my best.
We'll see. We'll see. There's a kind of fence that you can sit on because it has two posts and then posts that go in between them. That's called what?
Rail?
Yeah.
A rail fence?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I saw it in the movies.
Okay.
Picket, what we have out here along the highways are different. They're barbed wire fences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it had to be a rail, I guess, to sit on.
Yeah, sure. And the place where they keep horses?
The pen. You mean a corral?
Mm-hmm. And you put the cow out to?
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. And you play football in a football
field.
Mm-hmm. And the farmer keeps hay in a big structure called what?
A barn.
Mm-hmm. And corn is kept in what kind of structure?
We call them silos, I guess.
A smaller structure, maybe?
Crib.
Mm-hmm. How'd you know that?
Corn crib.
That's
I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it is.
Well, from what I understand, it's a 6 by 6 foot shed where the corn can dry out.
Have a roof on it?
Yeah, it has a roof, but I think it has ventilation somehow.
Mm.
So,
I've heard of the word corn crib, but I never knew exactly what it was.
Okay.
Now, the crib has a different use. The crib is also where a baby
right.
sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's also another facility that was very popular here at the turn of the century.
Huh.
They call them cribs. Down south El Paso, the girls had their little room and they had Dutch doors.
Uh-huh.
They weren't allowed to open the bottom. The top. And they could open the top and try to hustle their patrons. And they call those cribs.
The room were... How interesting. Okay, that's really interesting. I never would have known that.
Well, that's, you know, there's probably some remnants. They became little slums.
Yeah.
But prostitution was a big thing here around the turn of the century. And
I almost, because I've always, now, and I may be wrong about this, but I've always thought that crib, in the African-American community, means where you live, your home.
Oh, is
and
that
I've
right?
always thought that it referred to a baby's crib.
Normally, I think that's the most
useful. But I wonder if it came out of the...
Well, like I said, here, there's a different connotation here, but not very many people know about it unless you've read a lot of El Paso history.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not important.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so it's probably derived from the same...
A small enclosure
yeah.
of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a go devil?
No.
How about... A gee whiz.
A gee whiz. I've heard it as an expression. If it's a noun,
but
I don't know.
But not as a noun. Okay. How about a Fresno?
A Fresno?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen or heard of a Fresno?
No, it's a Spanish word. It's a town in
right.
It's kind of a tree, and it's a town in... it's a Spanish for what? Ash?
Oh.
Ash?